It's Andy. I'm Jeff. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Mary Kay Cabot taking the Browns on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Why? Pass rush. Will they get to Joe Burrow? The Bengals' defense, not great shakes. The offensive line has been a problem in the past. Will they be able to protect Joe Burrow against this Cleveland Browns defensive front? Well, there's a storyline for you, my friend. I like it.
Are you going to make your prediction today or no? Are you going to wait till later in the week?
I'll wait.
Okay.
But I like her thinking on it. And I mean thinking as in this is how this can get done.
I see paths to victory. I can see a few paths. The question is, will I see it on Friday?
Yeah.
When we have to disclose. Or Thursday, I guess. We'll disclose on Thursday because you're here on Thursday.
Oh, thanks.
Just for you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You're the Phelps in Baskin and Phelps.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Who's the and?
I have no idea. It's the mystery of all. The why. Otherwise, it's
an opportunity
for the Browns. My name backwards and you.
It's funny. It's an opportunity for the Browns to step up and I think show defensively right away what they might be capable of doing. You know, can they pull that off? I hope so. Will they pull that off? I don't know. But I do think they're capable of doing that defensively.
Count your three and outs on offense. That's what I say. Because the longer the defense has to stay on the field, the more concerned I become.
I had a buddy tell me over the weekend, you know, if this defense does what it's supposed to do, there's no way they lose 12 games. Now, that's not setting a high bar. But I would agree. If the defense does what it's supposed to do, I think this team doesn't lose more than 10, to be honest. If the defense does what it's supposed to do. And I think it has to, based on something that we've talked all about, offense.
The depth on defense does not thrill me, let's be honest, right? You can't be excited about the depth on the Browns defense.
I don't know that. Yes. Although I like the depth on the defensive line, which I think is the key to the whole thing.
All right, linebacker,
I don't like the depth.
Defensive back don't exactly throw.
I don't like the depth. MJ Emerson getting hurt doesn't help matters.
No.
You like the depth on the line?
On the D line, I do.
It's kind of Miles and the kids, isn't it?
No. I'm a buyer of Mason Graham stock.
He's one of the kids.
I know, but I'm already buying the stock.
Okay.
I think Mike Hall, when he's healthy, will be good. And I think Malik Collins will do a nice job. And I like the combination of Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire.
So for this to take off the way, let's put a positive spin on this.
Okay.
For this team to win 9 games, right? Be above 500, 8, mm-hmm. 9 games. What do you expect out of the defense?
I expect it to look much more like it looked 2 years ago than it looked last year. And it's that simple. It doesn't even have to be as good as it was 2 years ago, but it has to more closely resemble that defense than the okay defense that they played last year. One of the key reasons I say that is some of the stuff we see on the offensive side of the ball. The defense is going to have to carry the team. Gennaro Felice of NFL.com, he's an editor at large, is his title. Put out a thing over the weekend. It says 2025 NFL triplet rankings. And by triplets, he means pass catcher, running back, quarterback. He ranked them 1 through 32. Unfortunately, he started at 32. So I didn't have too far to scroll. He has the Browns ranked dead last.
Kind of hard not to, isn't it?
He has their quarterback is Flacco. Their running back is Dylan Sampson, not Ford or Judkins. And you can't have Judkins because he's not here. And then the pass catcher is Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah. He's right, Jeff.
He said Kenny Pickett's hamstring injury essentially decided Cleveland's four-man quarterback, then in quotes, competition in late July. But at least we had some fun along the way, right?
I don't think it didn't matter who was going to be a quarterback. They were still going to be 32.
He's got another great line. He said, remember the Shedeur Sanders conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
It turned into a Shedeur Sanders showcase. Good times.
Good times. Yep. This is pretty well written.
Golly.
Do you think he's wrong?
No, I don't. They don't have a running back as of yet because you have two rookies that makes you think, man, that guy's a stud. And I think Jerome Ford is competent. I think Jerome has done a nice job here. I'm glad he's still on the team. It tells you a lot about what the Browns think about Jerome Ford, the double whammy of we drafted two running backs and here's your pay cut.
Right.
That doesn't bode well, does it?
No, it doesn't. I'm just curious who his number one is. I'm going to let you go through this because I don't want to
see I'm further, pretty so. Much done. Saints were 31st. Think about how bad the Saints are. Tyler Shuck, Chris Olave is their pass catcher, and Alvin Kamara, 30-year-old running back. I think Kamara is still tough, and we all like Chris Olave. But
that's 31.
That's 31.
So one.
They rank that better than the Browns.
Yeah.
With Tyler Shuck at quarterback, and Tyler didn't even win the gig, as it turned out.
And the number one team?
I didn't even go down that far.
Oh, it's not too tough to figure. I Cincinnati, I figured it would be top five, and they were.
Baltimore? Yeah.
Baltimore is number one.
Yep. Hard to argue with that.
Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers.
Arguably have two of the best guys there. You could make the argument that Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the league, and you could make the argument that Derrick Henry is still the best running back in the league. Folks in Philly might disagree with you, and they're ranked third with Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
See, this is, to me, Andy, this is what the Browns need to get to.
Mm.
I mean, Lions are ranked number two. Jared Goff, all right, you got your quarterback. Jahmyr Gibbs, boy, not only do you have one running back, you have two. You have David Montgomery. Wow, good for you. And then you have Amon-Ra St. Brown, who the Browns, of course, could have drafted but didn't.
I think the hard part is looking at two teams in the top four that are in the AFC North.
I made Bennigan sigh already.
I missed it.
No one wins when you play that game.
Yeah. I mean, you want that type of talent on your football team. And perhaps the Browns have drafted some, and they're going to get there. You know, but right now, their trio, quarterback, pass catcher, running back, ranked dead last in the National Football League. It's hard to argue with that.
They have San Francisco at number five, and I'm wondering if this group isn't going to age out a little bit this year. Brock Purdy is 25. That's not age.
McCaffrey?
McCaffrey and Kittle. Kittle's 31 already.
Well, McCaffrey, if healthy, is going to be phenomenal, but health was an issue.
Josh Allen's 29. James Cook and Shakir.
Hard to believe Josh Allen's 29 already, isn't it?
It did. Time does fly.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But Cook and Shakir.
Baker's 30 already.
25 each. Baker is 30. How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened. That's ridiculous. But nonetheless, the Browns have to find some things. Do you?
I can see a lot of these going sideways as I start looking up.
Well,
the
list. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How confident are you that Judkins is going to play this year?
I'm not. I mean, I know you. I hope you're right.
I'm confident he's going to get a contract.
I can't. I'm just wondering. In good faith.
How much is this going to put him back?
This feels like Daniel Espina. That's what this is feeling like more and more. And by that, I mean we heard about Daniel Espina in the Guardians farm system forever, that he was the next great right-handed starting prospect, that he was making his way up, and it was all going to work out, and then he
hasn't pitched in over 2 years.
Then he hurt his arm again.
Well,
now he's hurt his arm again and hasn't pitched in 2 years, and this is starting to feel that way, where we need to pretend that he doesn't exist until he walks in the
door. All right, well, let me give you another baseball example.
It's a great way to look at it.
Let me get you going. We heard the same thing about George Valera. Who was the starting DH yesterday? George Valera finally made it.
And what did we say about George Valera until that moment he stepped on the field?
Yeah, we'll believe it when we see it.
You need to pretend he doesn't exist. And I think that's how Browns fans need to look at Quinshon Judkins. Until he hits the field on a Sunday wearing a brown and orange jersey, he does not exist.
The bad thing here
guys,
is...
Guys, he's 6 weeks behind the rest of the team, too.
I don't want to... Has he been working out like crazy? If he has,
Jeff, they're in shape, and then there's football shape.
Like there Isaiah Bond had been working out.
Mm-hmm.
If he has been, then okay. Because, guys, they drafted him to be the centerpiece of the offense. don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was he's the guy. He's the centerpiece of the offense.
Unless it becomes one of the two rookie quarterbacks.
Now our fingers are crossed that Dylan Sampson is going to be able to step in and do a nice job.
I think Jerome Ford
is going to do a nice job.
I think Sampson can do a nice job. I think Ford can do it. If you're not living and dying by the running back, then I think these guys are going to do a good job. Does Junkins give you a chance to live and die by the running back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's your difference.
Should I be, or is it just my stupid Browns optimism? Should I be really anxious to see Rocket Sanders at running back? Dan just chuckled. I know. Dan, this kid is already
talking. Have you watched any tape on him?
He's talking the talk.
No, he has said, I can do it all. Andy.
I'm anxious to go. I can do it all.
I have not.
He's interesting.
He's super interesting. He's big.
Yeah.
He's strong. He's
hard
fast.
To bring down.
He runs a little vertically. I've heard him described as a Darren McFadden type. And if you remember Darren McFadden, he also was an Arkansas running back who went to the Raiders. And I think he was a first-round pick, if not high second round. I forget one or the other. And he looked on tape like, man, this guy is going to be a beast. And then never really achieve that on a regular basis.
McFadden, huh? Just don't worry. Be happy. Let's see what happens.
Really?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Andy Baskin for your entertainment.
Thank you. Junkins needs to come back. They got to figure this thing out. They got to figure it out quick.
Wouldn't you feel better about the offense if it was Sampson? Ford and Judkins, yeah. Wouldn't you feel better?
Well, that's what we thought it was going to be.
I'd feel better.
I just wish the NFL would make a statement. Just let it. If he's going to be out for 6 weeks, let us know that he's going to be out.
Make the move, right?
Why is it so hard or difficult for them to say that they can't give us some kind of answer?
And there has to be more to it than just the NFL waiting on the punishment that's going to come for the Browns, because you'd think you could figure that out. I mean, it's not like this is the first time the Browns have dealt with off-the-field issues and having to sign a contract, and they've managed to figure some of those out.
If there was a Lombardi for that stuff, we'd have it.
So there has to be something else going on, and I don't know what it is. It might be between the agent and the Browns themselves trying to figure out guaranteed money.
Which appears to be the idea here. By the way, I wish it was the NFL investigating. I don't like the idea that... Okay, he's already out because of stuff that happened off the field, and his agent and the Browns can't come to an agreement on stuff. If that's the way this is, I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that at all. If I'm the Browns, so I'm hesitant to guarantee him all the money.
Well, they've been clear for what, a week here now? A little bit more than that?
Yeah.
On the legal stuff?
Can I take it to a really dark place?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go really dark.
You got a minute.
So... what if they can't come to a conclusion and Judkins just says, forget it, I'm going back to college, I'll run for somebody, hit me in the portal.
Someone going to take him?
Yeah.
I don't know if he has eligibility left. That's the one thing I got to look.
Wait, didn't we have the story last week where we were talking about
Florio.
This?
Yeah. Mike Florio.
And the Browns end up throwing their hands in the air and saying, well.
He goes back into the draft.
Let that second round pick on fire.
He remains Browns draft rights until
the draft of
the
next
beginning
year.
Of the next draft. Yeah. We will see. We're going to
Could you imagine if he sits out the whole year?
Don't even go there.
I mean, you could end up wasting two picks on quarterbacks and your second round pick.
Don't even go there.
Sorry.
It's a really dark place, but boy, it's crossed my mind.
We'll be talking more about this. And again, I'm holding out hope that he signs today. We'll see.
All right.
Guardians are still alive, aren't they, Andy?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, by God, it's going to be next on Baskin and Phelps.